Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
This is Barbara Lewis bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust now, more than coming up on his 11th. We're in his 11th year. How about that? As a member of our Brain Trust. And I know it is nuts. Whiskey House. What's Whiskey House, Rob?
Whiskey House is an invite-only membership club, basically starting with some of my friends.
Okay, I guess the fact that I didn't know what it was, and it's an invite-only. I guess I get that, didn't I, Rob?
Well, it is a New York thing, Jim. If you're going to come up more often, though, you can always come.
I'm going to be there in 2 weeks. So can I get invited to Whiskey House?
If we have an event in 2 weeks, you're there.
So tell us about your new company.
Well, it's really the old company. So for those who don't know, in 2003, I started something called the New York Enterprise Report. And that was the media company that served the New York area small business market. We had a readership of 100,000 with our magazine. We had a website. We did a lot of events. We honored some really incredible entrepreneurs and people who have been advocates of the small business community like yourself. Make a long story short, we sold that business 2 years ago, and we had always been doing content marketing, although we didn't always call that, for our clients. I didn't sell that part of the business, and now it's thriving. So we're really doing the same things we used to do. We're just doing it for our clients, companies like Time Warner Cable, Business Class.
So your product is their product now, whereas before you had your own product.
That's right. So the brand was sold. The New York Enterprise Report brand. So now we're under the banner of RSL Media, but you won't see that really in any of our content. It's
your white paper and all of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
white labeling. Yeah.
I mean white labeling. So. Talk to us about what you've learned about content marketing that my audience can learn from.
Well, I think the important thing, I would start with this, which is this runs in parallel with the age of the customer, which is the way that people buy has changed, and therefore the way you need to sell and market has changed. And I'll go as far as saying that I think there's a few critical things, particularly small businesses, need to excel at in order to thrive going forward. Sales and marketing is one of them, and you certainly have to adapt the way you're doing it.
Yep.
The other is how you recruit, manage, and retain people, particularly now with millennials being a bigger part of the workforce. There's a few other things, too, including customer experience. But going back to sales and marketing, as you have told the world, the way people buy has changed. They're not really reliant on the seller anymore for information.
Mm-hmm.
So some traditional marketing techniques are starting to lose their effectiveness. Content marketing, what that is, it's an opportunity to engage your customers and your prospects, whether it's you're entertaining them, in a lot of cases because you're educating them. And when you engage them, you've now earned the right to deliver marketing messages to them. So, for example, if you have an email newsletter that goes out once a month, you might have three articles. If you're a pool service company, you might have three articles on maintaining your pool or even your backyard and things like that. And then you have your special, which is sign up for our monthly maintenance program, et cetera. And doing that, and of course on your website, I now advocate that a lot of businesses should be leading with content on their website, right on their homepage, because that's what's going to engage people.
And the point you're making is the it's something that as you know, you and I've been talking about for a long time, and that is that people can buy whatever you sell a thousand ways from Sunday. So that means today they really only have to do business with companies that they want to do business with, that they care about. I mean, that's where right. The decision is made, right? There's a decision. You know, people used to wake up and say, I need something. Oh, my goodness. Wonder if I'll be able to find it today. They're not doing that anymore, are they, Rob? They're waking up saying, I need something. I know I can find it in a thousand places. Who am I going to buy it from?
That's right. That's right.
And what you're talking about with the content, that's how you make those connections, isn't it? That's how you get them to know you.
You engage them. You engage them by making them better, whether it's, again, it's educating, entertaining, whatever it might be. And the content, of course, the more closely aligned with your business, with respect to the content you're producing, obviously that makes more sense. But really, it's as simple as that. So, you know, the way I explain it to small businesses is you're really good at what you do. Talk about it. Share your secrets. It's a very easy way to get started with content marketing. The content doesn't have to be long. It could be in any format you want. And then you start to promote it through social media. And, you know, it's hard in the beginning because you don't really see the results. But in the old days,
it was hard to update your website on a regular basis. But with the new technology, the new websites, it's fall off a log easy, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. In fact, not only is it easy to update, it's even easy to build a new website from scratch, which mm-hmm. I think a lot of companies need to do. Mm-hmm. It's inexpensive, and it's easy, and you can have these responsive sites that work on mobile.
Jack the old one up and run a new one under it, right?
That's exactly
Rob,
right.
Rob, I need you. You got a website you want to tell us about?
My website is rslmedia.com.
rslmedia.com. Rob Levin and I will be right back. His story is a great American entrepreneurial success story. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.